2021年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷，英语。一、听力理解。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
Number 1. Wow, Lily, what a beautiful school bag.
Thank you, Tom. I made it by hand for Mary's coming birthday.
Wow, Lily, what a beautiful school bag.
Thank you, Tom. I made it by hand for Mary's coming birthday.
Number 2. Taylor, did you buy that new computer?
Yeah, I did. And it cost way more than I expected it to.
Taylor, did you buy that new computer?
Yeah, I did. And it cost way more than I expected it to.
Number 3. What do you usually do on weekends, Steve?
I often go hiking, but this week I want to try fishing.
Sounds good. Can I go with you?
Of course.
What do you usually do on weekends, Steve?
I often go hiking, but this week I want to try fishing.
Sounds good. Can I go with you?
Of course.
Number 4. It's already 4:30. When does the zoo close?
Don't worry. We still have 30 minutes left.
It's already 4:30. When does the zoo close?
Don't worry. We still have 30 minutes left.
Number 5. Lucy, look! There are many kites!
Wow! They are so beautiful! Shall we fly a kite after we finish boating?
Okay, I can't wait to do that! Lucy, look! There are many kites!
Wow! They are so beautiful! Shall we fly a kite after we finish boating?
Okay, I can't wait to do that.
Number 2. 听下面几段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6至第7两个小题。
Hi, Mike. Are you taking a computer course?
Yes, Linda. It's very interesting.
Is it expensive?
A 20-week course is usually $480. But it was on sale last week, and I only spent $320. There's also a 12-week course for $260.
Sounds good. I want to take a computer course too. I'm wondering if I can go with you.
Of course. Come and try next Thursday.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Mike. Are you taking a computer course?
Yes, Linda. It's very interesting.
Is it expensive?
A 20-week course is usually $480. But it was on sale last week, and I only spent $320. There's also a 12-week course for $260.
Sounds good. I want to take a computer course too. I'm wondering if I can go with you.
Of course. Come and try next Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第九两个小题。
The movie choice, may I help you?
Yes. Do you have tickets for the movie about 4 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes. Which movie do you want to see?
The movie Fast and Furious 9? Please give me a ticket in the 7th row.
I'm afraid it's almost sold out. There are only a few tickets left.
Oh, where are they?
There are some in the first row for 25 yuan, and in the second row for 30 yuan.
I see.
The seats in the first row are in the center, and the seats in the second row are on the side. Which one would you prefer?
I'd like the one in the center.
Okay, here you are.The movie choice, may I help you?
Yes. Do you have tickets for the movie about 4 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes. Which movie do you want to see?
The movie Fast and Furious 9? Please give me a ticket in the 7th row.
I'm afraid it's almost sold out. There are only a few tickets left.
Oh, where are they?
There are some in the first row for 25 yuan, and in the second row for 30 yuan.
I see.
The seats in the first row are in the center, and the seats in the second row are on the side. Which one would you prefer?
I'd like the one in the center.
Okay, here you are.
听下面一段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。
Betty is a Chinese girl. She moved to Germany with her parents this summer. She was not happy right after she arrived there.Because she worried about the eating habit most. She wasn't used to using knives or forks. Also, she thought German was difficult because Germans spoke too quickly. But soon she found if she paid attention to the main ideas instead of each word she could understand. She began to make friends with the local students and liked to travel around the city with them. Her schoolmates were interested in Chinese culture, so Betty started a Chinese club. Her club often holds activities once a week to help students learn Chinese. Now the club becomes popular at her school.
Betty is a Chinese girl. She moved to Germany with her parents this summer. She was not happy right after she arrived there, because she worried about the eating habit most. She wasn't used to using knives or forks. Also, she thought German was difficult because Germans spoke too quickly. But soon, she found if she paid attention to the main ideas, instead of each word, she could understand. She began to make friends with the local students and liked to travel around the city with them. Her schoolmates were interested in Chinese culture, so Betty started a Chinese club. Her club often holds activities once a week to help students learn Chinese. Now the club becomes popular at her school.
Hello, Frank. What will you do tomorrow?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll go to the zoo with my friends. What about you, Rose?
I'll take part in the A Helping Hand activity to help the people in old people's home.
It sounds great. Is it your first time to join in such activities?
No. I've been doing this for a month, and I do it once a week. The people there are lonely and need our help.
You're so kind. So, what do you exactly do?
Well, I read newspapers for them, and my partners talk with them to let them feel the love and warmth.
It is a wonderful experience. I'd like to join you.
Really? Maybe you can go with me tomorrow.
Wow, I can't wait.
Hello, Frank. What will you do tomorrow?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll go to the zoo with my friends. What about you, Rose?
I'll take part in the A Helping Hand activity to help the people in old people's home.
It sounds great. Is it your first time to join in such activities?
No. I've been doing this for a month, and I do it once a week. The people there are lonely and need our help.
You're so kind. So, what do you exactly do?
Well, I read newspapers for them, and my partners talk with them to let them feel the love and warmth.
It is a wonderful experience. I'd like to join you.
Really? Maybe you can go with me tomorrow.
Wow, I can't wait.
第三节，听下面一篇短文，按照你所听内容的先后顺序，将下列图片排序。 短文读两遍。
Dear boys and girls, here are some ways to enjoy the outdoors. Spending time outdoors can be a great way to get close to nature and forget all the real-life problems. You can write a poem about nature. Go outside and find a comfortable seat. All you need is a notebook, a pen, and an open mind. Start writing about what you see. Birdwatching is also a fun activity that is perfect for enjoying the outdoors for people who have patience and love nature. And biking is a perfect way to get in touch with the outdoors. You can take a long bike ride in an outdoor area by yourself, join a biking club, or even enter a biking race. Running is also suggested. Choose a quiet road, and soon you will feel that you can listen to the breath of nature. Go swimming with your parents or friends. Whether you're swimming in a lake or a pool, swimming outside is another great way to enjoy the outdoors. But remember, safety comes first.
Dear boys and girls, here are some ways to enjoy the outdoors. Spending time outdoors can be a great way to get close to nature and forget all of the real-life problems. You can write a poem about nature. Go outside and find a comfortable seat. All you need is a notebook, a pen, and an open mind. Start writing about what you see. Birdwatching is also a fun activity that is perfect for enjoying the outdoors for people who have patience and love nature. And biking is a perfect way to get in touch with the outdoors. You can take a long bike ride in an outdoor area by yourself, join a biking club, or even enter a biking race. Running is also suggested. Choose a quiet road, and soon you will feel that you can listen to the breath of nature. Go swimming with your parents or friends. Whether you're swimming in a lake or a pool, swimming outside is another great way to enjoy the outdoors. But remember, safety comes first.